Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Verses 1 through 6 of Psalm 27. Then skipping to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the way your word guides us, counsels us, directs us, empowers us to carry out the work you've called us to carry out. With every passing day, more and more, help us to be a people that fall in love with your word more and more, and help us to be a people that live in your word and move in the power of your word and your spirit moment by moment. Help us, Lord, to be about your business continually. Help us to live daily on mission in every area of our lives and in every way for your glory. We thank you. We praise you for the privilege of doing just that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. We'd like to encourage you to take time to go to our Facebook pages, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live. If you'd like them, we would really very much appreciate that. We want to continue to ask for your ongoing prayers for the ministry of the American Family Association and the ministry of this broadcast, the Hour of Intercession. We very much desire and need your prayers. We are blessed and honored to have as our phone guest today, Pastor Hormoz Shariat. He's the president of Iran Alive Ministries. Pastor Shariat, how are you today?
Wonderful. I'm excited about the opportunity to share what God is doing.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. And as we start, Pastor Shariat, if you'll just take a moment to further introduce yourself to our listeners, and I want you to tell them your story, your powerful story.
I was born in Iran as a Muslim, raised there, and I came to U.S. as a student. I was on the streets of Tehran, Pastor Joseph, in 79 as a student, and I was shouting, I was on the street shouting, oh, death to America, death to America, and wanted the regime change. And then I came, I was thinking like, okay, yeah, death to America, but not yet. I need to go there and get some education first. So I came to U.S. and I went to Southern California. I got a Ph.D. From University of Southern California in artificial intelligence. But as I was getting my degree, I got interested in spiritual things and Islam. Actually, I got interested in Islam because I said, Islam is the way. Look what it's doing. It's defeating superpower USA, and God must be in Islam. Maybe I should focus on that. Maybe I should dedicate my life to that. So, but I said, I'm an intellectual. I'm not going to accept anything without studying. So I got a Quran. I studied Quran one more time, even though I knew a lot about it. Then I got a Bible. I said, I'm open-minded. I'm an intellectual. I'm not afraid of studying. So I got a Bible. I said, I don't think I'm going to find anything new in this Bible. Islam is the last religion. Quran is the best book. So this is inferior. I didn't expect to find anything, but as I was studying the Bible, I got to Matthew, and I said, who is this Jesus? This is not what Islam has taught me about Jesus. I struggled with Jesus for months. You know, I plan to read the whole Bible in 3 days just for my own spiritual pride to tell people, oh, I've read the Bible. But it took me 3 months, and I was in Matthew 5. And struggling, who is this Jesus? Then I went to the Church of the Open Door in downtown Los Angeles. That's where J. Vernon McGee was the previous pastor. That's where I heard the gospel, responded to it, and my life was changed. And once I realized this is powerful, this simple message that a child can understand does change lives. So I felt, Pastor Joseph, right there, I said, and I hope all the audience feel the same way. I felt if I keep this message to myself, I'm the most selfish person, because this message, so simple, transforms lives, transforms and heals families, and even it can transform nations. So I gotta share that with others, and that's what I started sharing the gospel with Muslims in Southern California. And that's how the ministry started. People started coming to Christ. I started home groups and then planted churches, then went on the satellite television and all that.
Well, Pastor Shariat, I want to ask...
That's a short version.
I want to ask you a quick question, because you touched on something that is so powerful. You, right after you got saved, you felt like you needed to share this message with the world. And that's the right reaction to the gospel. We should want to share the most wonderful message in the world with the world. And so I want to ask if you'll take a moment to pray for believers that are listening, because there's a fire that God set in your heart that really needs to be in the heart of every believer, to want to share the wonderful good news of Jesus Christ with the world. And it seems too many believers are much too laid back about this great message. Would you pray for believers to be set on fire with that kind of passion?
Yes, Lord. Lord, just set us on fire with your passion, with your heart for the nation.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, download your heart, download your mind. Let us feel this, what you feel. Let us think what you think, Lord, and let us partner with you, what you are doing, Lord. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, we get used to this message of the gospel. We hear it so many times, we take it for granted. Today we renew our understanding, we renew our covenant with you, Lord, that you saved us and we are yours. You have called us to be co-workers with you, Lord. Today we want to receive your passion, renew the passion for the lost, renew our passion for the Word of God. Renew our passion to walk with you, Lord God. Lord, I pray, raise us a generation that's passionate about you, passionate about the lost, and let this nation be revived as it has impacted so many nations over the history. Lord, I pray for America. Bless America, Lord. It has had a great past. It has served you for many years. And I ask for your grace that you pour in this country. And start with us, Lord. Let us be passionate about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Shariat. And so you were sharing how that in you'd gotten saved and you'd began to, did you say, start home Bible studies? And
Southern California. I tried to, you know, evangelize. Iranian Muslims are not open then, but it has changed. I hope in this program I will get time to share some news that you don't read it in the secular news, and I hope your audience will be pleasantly shocked what God is doing in the Middle East and especially Iran. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I came to Christ, and one thing happened, Pastor Joseph, was very critical. I was just like 2-3 years old in the Lord, and my younger brother, 16-year-old in Iran, was arrested. And for minor political charges, and they kept him in jail for 2 years. And when he turned 18, my mom would visit them, and they would tell my mom, oh, he's okay. He's just going to release his child. He's a good man. He's a good boy and all that. But when he turned 18, one day my mom went to visit, and they told my mom, we just shot him. We just executed him. Mm-hmm. And they made my mom pay for the bullets, for the cost of killing her son. So that shook me. I was a new believer. That shook me. And for 2-3 days, I was crying, and I was talking to God. God, why there is such injustice in this world, Lord? And I felt hatred towards those who killed my brother. And the Lord told me, no. This new faith, you're not allowed to hate. Mm-hmm. And I said, God, but I want to take revenge. No. You're not allowed to take revenge. Revenge is mine. So during those 2-3 days, I just said, God, what can I do? I can't. These are enemies. And the Lord told me, no, they are not your enemies. There is only one enemy, and that's Satan. Mm-hmm. These people are victims in the hands of our enemies, love Muslims. So that 3 days really changed my life. Mm-hmm. I felt a deep love for Muslims, especially or even those who killed my brother. Another thing, I felt God said, I'm going to use you to bring 1 million souls during your lifetime. Mm-hmm. Do you want to accept that challenge? I said, God, if it's you, I accept. I don't see I can do that, but if it is you, I say yes to you. So those days, it changed my commitment to serving and sharing the gospel with a vision, and the Lord has been faithful, and I have been trying to be faithful to the Lord.
Okay. Well, Pastor Sharia, would you share with our listeners your website? If someone wants to learn more about your ministry, to know further how to pray for the ministry Iran Alive, or just to be in touch, how can they get in touch with the ministry?
Yeah, I appreciate that prayers are important. And, you know, we are facing the dark spirit of Islam. And on top of that, the Prince of Persia, by name, the dark spirit over Persia, Iran. We need to first defeat that spirit, and then we can see victories on earth. So to connect with us, the best way to connect to us is just to text a word to a number. Just to text the word Iran, I-R-A-N, to a number, 74784. 74784. That's like airplane, 74784. Mm-hmm. Just text a word Iran. You get several links, links to testimonies that you. I hope you will watch and you enjoy that, takes to our website and information. So that's the best way to know more about us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. And so that text will basically send people a link to your website then?
Yeah, and the website is easy also. IranAliveMinistries.org. Just one word, Iran. The word Alive, the word Ministries, all connected.org.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
All righty. So now, at present, the ministry that you are the director or the president of is called Iran Alive Ministries then, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And so do you travel to and from Iran, or do you mostly evangelize Iranians here in the U.S.? Or what is the overall mission of Iran Alive Ministries?
Our mission is the transformation of Iran through media and then underground house churches. I cannot go to Iran, Pastor Joseph. I wanted. I get life threats even in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And the government would love to have me visit Iran because they feel what we are doing is a threat to the authority.
Pastor Sharia, we're coming up on a break, and so we're going to jump in right there, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Pastor Hormoz Sharia. He's the president of Iran Alive Ministries. We'll be right back after this break. My heart cries for more of you. The music of Covenant Church, the song My Heart Cries. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pastor Hormoz Shariat. He is the president of Aran Alive Ministries. Pastor Shariat, before you pick up again, I want to just take a moment to pray for you and the ministry. Father, thank you, Lord, for Pastor Shariat. Thank you for the great and wonderful work of Aran Alive Ministries. And thank you, Lord, for both his dramatic salvation and just the powerful work that you're doing through this great ministry that you've raised up through Pastor Shariat. Father, Lord, raise up many intercessors that will come alongside them and pray for them and pray for their work, Father. Bless this ministry indeed. Expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon it. Keep it from evil that it may not cause pain. Lord, keep he and his co-workers safe as they do what they do. Preserve their lives from hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name, we thank and praise you for this great work. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Shariat, before I jumped in there, we were coming off the break. You were sharing about you don't have the freedom to travel to and from Iran. Share with our listeners why that's so.
Well, I've planted churches, first of all, in the U.S. for many years in Northern California. But even worse for them is that I've been on the air with satellite television since 2001. Right after the September 11 event, the Lord opened up airwaves for us. So we have now we have 24/7 satellite broadcast. So we use the satellite to go over the heads of these mullahs into people's homes and share about the love of God and the gospel. And the government knows that, and they don't like that. Why? Because Iranians are so open to the gospel. And for every Iranian Muslim who comes to Christ, there is a big loss to Islam. There is a big loss to the Iranian government that's oppressing the population through religion. So they feel that they're losing power for every Iranian who comes to Christ. By the way, Pastor Joseph, most people do not know what's happening in Iran. Mm-hmm. And I have to share that before I share about the ministry, because I have to give you a context. Mm-hmm. And Islam is experiencing its greatest defeat in its history in Iran today. Mm-hmm. Millions of Iranians have rejected Islam today, and they are saying Islam is not our solution. Islam is our problem, and we need to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Amazing work of God in Iran. Iran is walking away from Islam, and you will see the results. Millions have walked away. And by the way, an independent research by Operation World has shown that Iran has the fastest growing evangelical population in the world, by 19.4%. Iran is ready for the gospel. So with that, people open heart towards the Lord, and at the same time, they have closed the building churches. They have arrested the leaders. You're arresting and torturing Christians at the same time, and you cannot have a public ministry anymore. Mm-hmm. So with that context, an open nation spiritually, but a closed nation for missions and churches, here we use media. Number one, satellite television. Number two, online. We go into people's homes, and we tell them about Jesus. And you know what? It's not hard to evangelize Iranians. It's mm-hmm. easy. Joel Rosenberg graciously has called me the Billy Graham of Iran. Mm-hmm. And my response to him is, that's not a big deal, Joel, because Iranians are so open to the gospel. With the simplest message of the gospel, they are coming to Christ. Mm-hmm. Iran is ready for Christ. Mm-hmm. And we read in Jeremiah 49, verse 38, Jeremiah 49, 38, the Lord promises, I will set my throne in Elam. Elam is today's land of Iran. Mm-hmm. So we know in the future the Lord will rule that country, that nation. So mm-hmm. we are the winners. We're going to transform that country because the Lord is with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So part of what you're saying then is that Iran is really wide open to the gospel, and you have much receptivity from the Iranian people then.
In an amazing way. They are open. They have rejected Islam. They're searching. Mm-hmm. And number two, God, he himself is appearing to them in visions, dreams, and miracles are so normal. Mm-hmm. You know, he is reaching out to them. Sometimes I think these days, if you want to see Jesus, you got to be a Muslim, because it looks like God graciously is reaching out to Muslims for vision dreams himself. And, you know, Pastor Joseph, sometimes I feel this way. I feel God is telling us in the West, hey, guys, I love Muslims. Mm-hmm. I feel God is telling the Christians in the West, look, I love them. I died for them. I died for the whole world. Mm-hmm. But also, I've done my part. I'm appearing to them in the visions and dreams. I'm doing miracles. I'm healing them. I've done all I could do. Would you just share my word with them? That's mm-hmm. your job. Would you do that? God has done all he could. He's waiting for us just to share. I mean, just tell him about them, and mm-hmm. he will do the rest.
Well, would you take a moment now specifically to pray for believers, for them to have a much greater heart for the Muslim people specifically? You know, sadly, you see, sometimes if we're not careful, people, because of just the history of what has happened through terrorism, that sometimes people may allow grudges to grow up in their heart. But the reality is, just like you said, Jesus died for all peoples everywhere. Would you pray specifically for more of God's people to have a big heart for the Muslim people?
Amen. Lord, we just want your heart. Lord, we don't want to be influenced by the world and the news and the hatred, the growing hatred towards Muslims, Lord. We know they are victims in the hands of our enemy. Yes. And give us a compassion for them. Give us a love for Muslims because you love them, Lord. Lord, you appear to them, and you ask us to not be ashamed of our gospel, but share it, because it has power, power to set the captives free, power to change Muslims, power to set the Muslim captives free, Lord. Give us the confidence for your gospel, and give us the love that we will step out, Lord God. Jesus. God, you called us. You told us, work all of his day. Lord, today, this is the day for the Muslims, Lord. Take away any hatred, any fear, any grudges we might have against Muslims. With all the terrorism, Lord, we don't want to be shaped by this news of terrorism. We want our heart to be shaped by you, by your word, by your love, Lord. So grow love in our heart towards Muslims. Because with love, Lord, we know with love we can defeat the fear in Islam. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Pastor Shariat, would you share a little bit more about, you mentioned that the Lord, for many Muslims, the Lord has appeared to them in dreams and visions, and they're being pointed to Christ. Would you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Well, it's so normal, rather just that it's daily. It's for us, it's, oh, really, really, it's happening. For them, it's, of course it's happening. You know, people see Jesus. I've seen two kinds of things, you know, how that works. One is that sometimes people have seen Jesus in visions and dreams, but they come into our channel, 24/7 satellite television, mm-hmm. and they hear the gospel. They say, oh, yes, that's the Jesus I saw. Now they hear the gospel, they respond to it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the reverse. Sometimes they hear the gospel, and then they say, God, is this true? I'm not sure. What about Islam? What about Muhammad? They get confused. They like what they hear, but they are afraid to take the final step of praying to receive Jesus. And for those after they hear the gospel, the first group was, they first see the visions, dreams, and then they hear the gospel confirms that. Mm-hmm. The second one is first they hear the gospel, and then they see a vision and dream. The Lord Paul tells them, what you heard is from me. Mm. And healing is all over and everywhere. I can share some stories if you like.
Okay, please do, yes.
Like, let me share a story of like a vision, and then I'm story of a healing.
Okay.
The story of vision that comes to my mind is, you know, this lady called on a live show. We have live programs when people call in.
Mm-hmm.
This lady said, Pastor Mos, do you interpret dreams? I said, well, I don't claim I do, but tell me, maybe I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm a Muslim, and I've been watching your program for the last few weeks, and I've started struggling. Is what you're saying true, or my own faith is true? Just struggling, just being tortured. And I asked God the other night, God, I'm confused. Is Islam true or Christianity true? Is Muhammad or Christ? So I was asking God to show me, and I went to bed. And she said, that night I had a dream. Mm-hmm. I had a dream that I was lost in a desert. It was dark, and I was fearful. I said, in the desert, I said, God, help me, I'm lost. And suddenly, I saw an angel of light appear. And I asked that angel, oh, I'm lost, please help me. The angel didn't say anything. He just pointed in a direction. I looked at the direction, and I saw a cross at the distance. And I walked towards the cross, and as I was at the foot of the cross, the light fell from the cross over me, and I felt so much joy and so much peace. Mm-hmm. Now, Pastor Holmes, would you tell me what that dream is? Suddenly I became a dream interpreter because it was so simple. Mm-hmm. I told her, hey, you asked God to show you which one is the way, and he showed you in your dream that Jesus is the way. Now, are you ready to receive Christ? And of course she was. So I prayed with her to receive Christ. Visions, dreams are happening. Miracles are happening. Healings are happening all the time among Muslims. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this story. It's kind of funny. I'm trying to act it out. That's Joseph. Bear with me.
Okay.
There was this phone call, again, on the live program. And I'm trying to imitate the guy who called. So he had no emotions in his voice. He was monotone. So he says, Pastor Hormoz, I had a liver problem 3 months ago. I called you. You prayed for my liver, and my liver was healed. My doctor said, you do not need an operation. You don't even need any drugs. I said, I got excited. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus healed. And then he continued again, monotone. Then I started praying for others. I had a friend who had cancer. I prayed for his cancer, and his cancer was gone. Oh, hallelujah. That's me. Oh, Jesus heals cancers. Praise God. God is there. Then he said, I had a relative. She had a tumor in her brain. So I prayed for her tumor, and the tumor was gone. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus heals tumors. I mean, it was funny how unexcited he was and how excited I was. So after a few minutes of testimonies like that, he got frustrated with me. Mm-hmm. And he said, Pastor Holmes, why are you so excited? Have you read your Bible? I mean, he was telling me, this should be normal. It's in the Bible. Jesus heals. So... Mm-hmm. It is so common, Pastor Joseph, that when I get excited, sometimes they say, why are you excited? Mm-hmm. It must happen. It's in the Bible. That's our Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Those are two powerful examples. Thank you for sharing those, too. And it just says so much, too, that God loves all people in all places, of all backgrounds and of all types. And all of us should be excited about the work of spreading the gospel and making disciples, helping people both to come to know the Lord, but then to help them to grow up and to begin to be used, because apparently this gentleman that called in, not only was he saved now, but God was using him mightily to do works, kingdom works, to help people to be healed and receive from the same Jesus that saved them as well. So thank you for sharing that too then. So, well, how would you like to ask believers to pray specifically for Iran Alive Ministries?
Well, as I shared, first of all, there is a spiritual warfare. Of course, every Christian, we are facing spiritual warfare at some level. We all do.
Pastor Holmes, we're going to have to jump in with a break once again, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Pastor Holmes Shariat. He's the president of Iran Alive Ministries. We'll be right back.
God's not dead. said he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, roaring, roaring like a lion. Let hope rise and make the darkness high.
Music from the Newsboys, the song God's Not Dead. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pastor Hormoz Shariat. He's the president of Aran Alive Ministries. Pastor Shariat, would you, in this last segment, share once again with our listeners how they can get in touch with you or your website if they want to learn more about the ministry and more about how to pray for you as well?
Yeah, the best way to get to know us is to do by text or go to our website. I'll give both. To text a word, Iran, I-R-A-N, you text that word to a number, which is 74784. 74784.
Okay.
Text Iran to 74784. And I will send you something, some testimony links that I hope you will watch and be blessed by. A link to my blog, a link to the website, and you will get information as much as you want and interested. So that's the best way to be in touch with us.
Okay.
And let me give you the website also. That's Iran Alive Ministries. Iran Alive Ministries, all one word, .org.
All right. Thank you then. Okay, and so you were, just before we went to the break, you were going to share with our listeners how you'd like to ask believers to pray for Aran Alive Ministries.
Well, I wanted to ask for, you know, prayer because we are facing a dark spirit of Islam, spirit of Prince of Persia, as it's mentioned in the Bible. You know, as Christians, we all are in some level of spiritual warfare, but then you encounter the dark spirit of Islam, that spiritual warfare goes to another level. The physical attack, that's amazingly usual, and we pray all the time. Myself and others who serve among Muslims, they need special prayer for the physical, for the health affairs themselves and the family. We need prayer for the persecuted church. We have leaders in Iran who are always in danger. Some of them have been in the past arrested and tortured. So that's my prayer for them. Lord, keep them and give them a grace. Even they are arrested, give them a grace to sustain and to stand for you, Lord God. And pray for partners with us. We're looking for people who will broadcast on our channel, good pastors. You know, we already have people like Jack Graham, Michael Youssef, and a few others, but we're looking for people who can help us disciple a nation. They can come on the channel. We will translate their sermon for them, and they can partner with us, broadcast with us. That will take their message to Iran and will help us a little bit of financially also. Mm-hmm. And number three is just the support. Just raising the support for this ministry is a challenge. People do not believe Muslims are coming to Christ, and some of them don't even like it. And as we prayed, we need to change our hearts because God is reaching out to them. So would you pray for partnerships? Would you pray for the provision that we need to have to continue this ministry? And also pray for protection from the evil one, specifically
Amen.
Prince of Persia.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Father, thank you for Pastor Shariat. Thank you for the believers that are part of the ministry of Aran Alive Ministries. And thank you for the great work they're doing. Father, we want to lift them up in relation to all the things Pastor Shariat has just mentioned, Father. Lord, divinely protect he and his team from hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help them, Lord, to not only appropriate wonderful prayers like the Psalm 91 prayer, but help them to just trust you to being the God who is more than able to protect them even in times of difficulty. And Father, raise up partners, persons that will support them with their prayers, support them with their finances, and that will support them as just coming alongside in whatever way you desire that they come alongside to support the great work of Aran Alive Ministries as well, Lord. And Father, we pray for the persecuted church in Iran, Lord. Divinely protect them, give them the grace and strength to do what you want them to do. Keep them safe, Lord, and Help them, Lord, to be hidden within the nation in the ways you desire that they be hidden, but at the same time, help them to shine brightly for Jesus Christ in the ways you'd have them to as they carry out the great work of the spread of the gospel and the making of disciples. And we thank and praise you for them. And Lord, again, just raise up many more financial supporters that will really help them do the work that they must do financially as well. And diligent intercessors that will pray for them every single day. Raise up more and more all of these, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Sharia, would you share with us again, just you have some powerful stories. Any other stories that come to mind that you'd like to share with our listeners in this?
Well, I want to give you a little context, and then I'm going to share a story.
Okay.
I hope it will encourage. You know, the context is that Iran is turning to Christ, and of course the enemy doesn't like that, and there's persecution.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have to share, when I talk about Christian television with the audience, I'm not talking about Western Christian television, because some people have a negative view of that. This is a lifeline. This is not Western. This is not entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lifeline. Mm-hmm. People watch, people take notes, people follow us to Jesus and to bring life into their and hope into their lives. So, first of all, the broadcast is not what they think. This is helping the church to be healthy. This is evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is people who come to Christ, again, we think in the West, oh, this is TV believers. They're so weak. You know, they just say yes. No. That's not what they see. They have rejected Islam. They're so open to the gospel. Once they come to Christ, even television, they become so on fire for the Lord, so dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these people are ready to live and die for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, as a media, we're not just broadcasting. This broadcast is like a fishing net. We go and we find leaders, qualified leaders, and we train leaders, and we plant underground churches. So I think the strength of our ministry is going from the broadcast to healthy, multiplying underground churches. So we have many. We have our underground churches in over 100 cities in Iran right now, and we've trained those leaders.
Mm-hmm.
How do we train the leaders? First online, but also I bring them out to a third country like Turkey, and I fly there with some other teachers and we teach them. Now, this is the background to the story I want to share. One of these conferences in Turkey, I had these young people. They were invited to be trained, intensive training from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. They were just classes and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so hungry, they wanted more.
Mm-hmm.
So every night at 10 p.m., we finish our classes, and here these young leaders, they would just start worshiping and dancing before the Lord and praising from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. every night. They had worship service,
mm-hmm.
and did a lot of joy and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the night before they were going back
mm-hmm.
to their country, and I looked at them so happy, so joyful, and dancing. I thought, okay, maybe I haven't taught them well yet. Do they know their lives are in danger?
Mm-hmm.
Do they know they could be arrested this week? Do they know they could be arrested at the airport and be killed maybe soon? So I interrupted their worship service. I said, please sit down. I have one more lesson for you.
Mm-hmm.
They sat down respectfully, and I shared with them about the persecution in the Bible. I told them persecution is normal. We all have to pay a price, and some may have the highest price by giving their lives to for the Lord. So I was trying to be real and biblical, and they sat down, they respectfully listened to me for a half hour, and then this is what they said. They said, Pastor Ramos, thank you for caring for us, but please, please, don't worry about us. And they said this sentence that shook me. They said, when we were Muslims, we were ready to die for Allah, who is a distant and a cruel God. How much more we are ready to die for Jehovah, who is an intimate and a loving God.
Mm.
Pastor Ramos, we know what we got into. Don't worry about us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, by the way, you interrupted our Jesus party. You interrupted that worship. Can we go back to that worship?
Mm-hmm.
I said, praise the Lord. No.
Mm-hmm.
My beloved, there is an army in Iran, and these people who have come from Islam, they appreciate Jesus sometimes more than we do. Mm-hmm. You know, when you come from darkness, mm-hmm. you appreciate the light. And they have come from darkness. I have come out of the darkness. And love Jesus, love, appreciate the gospel. And they do even more. Many of them are ready to live and die for Jesus. Our job, equip them, help mm-hmm. them. They're hungry. They want to equip them. Number one request of the believers in Iran is this: teach us. That's the desires of their heart.
Hmm. That's powerful. Well, do you have time? Do you have another story? Again, this story is so powerful, and they have so much that you're sharing so much in it.
One time.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, let me share about the God's grace. You know, some of the leaders get arrested, they tortured, and we think, you know, Jesus said, don't worry even when you get arrested. That will be there with you. Mm-hmm. And Jesus shows up in jails. Let me share this story. There was a young man trying to reach out to me. He was calling several times a day to our phone counselors, and the phone counselor was telling me, this young man wants to talk to you, I told him, ask him, why does he insist to talk to me? And this is the story they told me. He said, this young man is 26. He tells us that when he was 19, he came to Christ through our television broadcast. He learned from us how to evangelize. He learned from us how to start churches, and he did. By age of 22, he had led 50, 60 people to the Lord, and he had five house churches. And at age of 22, he gets arrested. Mm. And he has been in jail for almost 5 years. He has been tortured, and they just released him just for 1 week to go get some medical attention, and he has to go back to jail and serve another 6 months. And this is the week he is out of jail. He wants to talk to you. That's why he insists. I said, okay, I want to talk to him. Mm-hmm. Next day, there was a phone call. He said, he's on the phone. Come and talk to him. Pastor Joseph, I never forget that feeling I had that day. I was walking towards the phone, and I was thinking, this young man, what is he going to ask me? Let me prepare myself. Mm-hmm. He probably asked me, why did God allow me to be arrested? If he's loving and powerful God, and I was serving him, why was I arrested? And by the way, where was God when I was being tortured? Mm. And by the way, Pastor Olmos, where were you? You are in America telling us to evangelize, start churches, and you're relatively safe, but we are in danger. Where were you? Why do you say these things? So these were all the thoughts in my mind to talk to this young man. I pick up the phone, and you know what I hear?
What's that?
I hear a sweet voice of a young man telling me, Pastor Olmos, I insisted to talk to you because I want to encourage you. You are doing the right thing. Do not give up. Continue to share the gospel. I said, how about your jail time? I said, don't worry about that jail because Jesus is with us. And he said, use the word honor. He said, I had the honor of being tortured for Jesus. And he said, do you remember Psalm 23? I said, of course. He said, I set the table before my enemies. Yes. He said, I had the honor, he used that word again, I had the honor of experiencing that verse in the torture chamber. He said, when I'm in the torture chamber, my torturers were there, but my sweet Jesus was there with me also. Mm. I was honored to be tortured for Christ. So these brave young men and women, the Lord has special grace on them also. Even in jail, even in the torture chamber, Jesus does not leave him alone. Mm. And we here in America, we need to be brave and
Amen.
Don't be afraid, because Jesus will not leave or forsake us when we go out for him and we serve him.
Amen.
Even he, in Matthew 28, he says, therefore go. Then he says, I will be with you to the end of the world.
Pastor Sherratt, we're out of time. And so thank you so much. You've shared so much in such a short period of time. I want to invite every single listener, pray much for Pastor Sherratt and the ministry of Iran Alive Ministries. And again, thank you so much, Pastor Sherratt, for being with us today.
God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to share, Pastor Joseph.
All right. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.